WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Two new albums echo rock styles from the 60s and 70s. One is by the Black Crowes, and the other by the former drummer for The Replacements, Chris Marrs. But rock critic Ken Tucker says the way these two acts use those styles has resulted in albums of very different quality.
Black Crowes' new album, The Southern Harmony and Musical Companion, is a model of sham authenticity. Every note, every lyric, every sound emitted by this band seems to have been inspired by a rock and roll predecessor. That's not intrinsically bad, of course. There's a sense in which rock history is a succession of stylistic ripoffs. But on their new album, the Black Crowes perform their ripoffs so slavishly that there's no sense of boldness or humor to the music, just an oppressive air of self-consciousness. That's Sometimes Salvation. The Black Crowes are a bunch of 20-year-olds from Atlanta, but their musical ancestors are British bands from the late 60s and early 70s, the Rolling Stones, Rod Stewart, Humble Pie, and Free. The Crowes have revived this raucous sound to great success. The band's debut, Shake Your Moneymaker, sold more than 6 million copies, and this new album recently hit number one. But the Crowes have nothing new to add to the traditions they admire. They would do well to listen to an album that's received much less attention, but which resurrects quarter-century-old rock styles with a lot more shrewdness and passion. It's Chris Marrs' Horseshoes and Hand Grenades. Chris Marrs used to be the drummer for The Replacements, the much-admired Minneapolis cult band. Marrs never sang with The Replacements, so it's startling to hear what an effective vocalist he is. His voice reminds me of yet another old rock figure, the Kinks' Ray Davies, but Marrs fills his solo debut with a rattled intensity, a 90s neuroticism that's all his own.
Popular creeps are talking bad about us when I'm back.
difference between Chris Mars and the Black Crowes is that Mars uses his influences to draw you in and then twists and shapes the music to his own purposes, coming across as a dissolute fellow who's learned better, who sees through rock and roll posturing for what it is. Unlike the Black Crowes, Mars hasn't produced a hit, but he's made better music.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for Entertainment Weekly.